the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
My favorite color is asshole.
Same.
Wow. Yeah. That's lovely.
I'm going to get a better quality one, too.
Hope so. All right. Well, Jeopardy, they're looking for someone. Maybe you can be this person. You watch the show, because Jeopardy just announced that they're hiring a clue writer, and the gig pays between $132,000 to $178,000 a year. And the writing team is a small team. It's tiny, with only about 10 people.
God, remember what this is from?
Yeah.
We used to do a bit called Jeopardy. All the questions would be about Jewish people. We do it around Hanukkah. Yep. And ACLU asked us to stop.
They did. Israel didn't force us to do it either. We just wanted to.
It was on our own accord.
Yeah.
So this is one of the rarest jobs in television. But I imagine you have to be pretty intelligent to pull that off.
Isn't that one, though, that I hate to go back to that well, but is that not something AI would just do?
You would think so.
Will you stop getting rid of jobs?
I'm not
trying
to.
You're the problem.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. I know it.
I'm going to call you NAFTA. Because you're shipping all
the
jobs off.
Like, why would you sit there and waste your brain power to go look up stuff if you could just say to Gemini, "What's up, fool? Give
me
some questions that a bunch of people get." I know. There's another example. The WWE spelled Minnesota, Minnebota, and then there's a Gap ad that's on TV where, you know how they'll put void where prohibited or whatever? It says V-I-O-D where prohibited. V-O-D. Like, think about the channels that this goes through. Like,
so do you think this happens on TV when we see it?
I think absolutely. And I think that we're relying on it, and we're just in this cloud of, okay, maybe they spell it different now. Like turkey.
Like, okay.
They just did it again because I know that's Jack Roper, but it said Jack Ripper. So,
God.
Thanks, AI.
Yeah. That's my point.
That's better than the other vowel they could have chosen on that one. That would have been real bad.
All those years of going.
They just did it again. Now it says joke raper.
Oh, God.
God, what the hell?
God, I'm not getting in your rope,
man. If anybody who would accept that would not be you, because you are Mr. Spelling Bee champion. And you're a stickler on that. How could you change anything? Kids should have to suffer like we did.
It is bad. It is one of those things where you say, "Oh, that's probably really a nice thing to be able to spell really good." And it is, but it makes me such a critic of other people.
And now they're not letting you can't use AI on homework or anything like that.
I'd read news stories now, like on real websites. And I want you to do it. Next time you go to a website, go into where it says who wrote it.
Uh-huh.
And you'll see a human being's name, and then you're going to see something with blah, blah, AI. It's like a collaborated rap song now. Like, they have to tell you this, but, like, who was Jen? Why did Jen do this? Not the magic Jen, but, like, this girl named Jennifer.
Jen's going to get you. Yeah, I clicked on something the other night. It said 14-minute read. Like, I like how they do that now.
But what if you're a slow reader? Like, what if it was Nail, you know?
Oh, God. I wouldn't be on the internet. I'd be
thinner.
The only reason why I'm
French
really,
kissing a turtle or something.
Especially with school and stuff where you're learning things and you just need to learn things away. It's
here's
taught
what
with the
be.
Books because
kids,
you're going to fail if
kids
you don't know
will get
it.
AI to write the reports or the thesis. Teachers are probably using AI to grade them. No one's doing their jobs.
Oh, I think they'll do their job.
They use this little kind of matrix to where when you write a paper,
AI. Go ahead.
When you write a paper, they'll put it against a database of papers like everywhere to make sure you didn't rip anybody off.
Yeah.
That's because that's what AI is. It's the collection of everything we fed into the internet.
Well, I mean, we did that with, I guess, the library, but still, it's not in your brain.
Glad you said it right. That's fine. Yeah, California's rubbing off. I like it.
What?
You were going library for a little while, but now you're going library. I like
library.
It.
Did I say that?
Yeah, okay, damn
library,
right you did.
Excuse me.
Library.
But I mean, you still need to learn things to take those tests and to graduate from high school or any kind of great.
Shout out BSAP.
Yeah.
But it's also that stuff we talk about generally every day about the retention that we don't have anymore. Oh, who was that guy that played blah, blah, blah? You look it up. Okay. And then two weeks later, who were we talking about? That guy, was that Brian Dennehy or Brian Cranston? You've forgotten it because there's no retention at all.
Yeah, and you try to remember things. Like I couldn't remember certain.
This thing scared the hell out of me. You know, Katie Couric, she had the colonoscopy on her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She had this thing where, this was a while back, for 10 hours, she couldn't remember her grandkids' names, what day it was, who was president, nothing. And then after 10 hours, boom, she's back.
They thought she was having a stroke?
Yeah. Like,
why did you mention Brian Dennehy?
Oh, Jesus. Is it his birthday?
He would have been 88 years old today.
Swear to God.
Dude, you're some kind of... You're a psychic whose farts don't smell.
Well, that's the first, because they're real bad.
That's some kind of power.
You ever sat down with a medium? Oh, I'll tell you what. Their farts are on large.
You ever sat down with a 4XLT?
I bet your poops did.
4 hours a day.
I know. My britches are arguing with you right now.
She's trying to trick you to go to the bathroom.
I'm wearing Kevlar underwear, guys.
I'll just be honest with you.
I'm like those vests that rodeoers wear.
Oh, boy.
The rodeo vest. Do they sell those to the kids like they used to, the hats?
I think if you're in public school, you should get one with a backpack.
You should. Okay.
Kevlar backpacks. That's a real thing, by the way.
Oh, yeah. They made the inserts for them.
Yep.
So
that's weird, though, that like that had to be a thing. Like, we're going to make Kevlar backpacks, guys.
And the thinnest Kevlar can stop a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
We don't want heavy duty.
Yeah, we don't want anybody putting holes in JanSport. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, as long as it's Kevlar lightweight, because you don't want your kids to carry heavy things.
Well, you got to.
No.
If we carried 20 pounds of books.
Yeah, let's do it to them, too.
You should, too.
We carry this station on our backs. Why can't they carry a little Kevlar?
Okay. Hell yeah.
Oh, I forgot about Stoneman!
Ah, you son of a bitch! You forgot, didn't you?
I like how you spit it. Let me hear on the air.
I feel like he avoids me now at work.
Probably. We all do.
He's never over here. To be honest with you, Stoneman does his shift from his office. He has a microphone.
Does he really?
Stop. He's in here. All right. So Randy Travis announced his first album of original music in 18 years. Are you excited?
Oh, Randy Travis.
I don't believe it.
So.
I think now when you hear like they found a unreleased John Lennon song or what, don't believe that crap anymore. I don't. I do not believe
Why
it.
Well,
I
do not believe they're
AI.
Because we know, like, Randy's not.
I know he's not able, but this. Yeah.
Is this previously unreleased?
Yeah, they're lost songs that were remixed or remastered by his longtime producer, and the first single from the album comes out tomorrow. It's called Fish On.
This is going to dilute a lot of musicians' catalogs. Because there's a reason why they didn't put it out.
It's why a bunch of people. Like Stevie Nicks, and it's the only one I can think of top of my head, I think Cher sold their catalogs because they realized it was going to lose its value over time. Only in
Bieber got a lot for his
corporate world will it have value. But you know, how many times do you watch like a live break, card break Fat Boy on eBay or whatnot, and they're just playing music in the background?
Yeah.
We do that on a podcast, we get like taken off of, or they demonetize it for like a month.
You can't even sing it.
No.
Remember on Big Brother, they tell you to stop singing. Mm-hmm. You can't air any of that stuff.
It's always, people think I'm full of crap when I tell them about Michael Buffer or I tell them about Dirty Dancing.
Oh, yeah.
They think that I'm full of crap. And I'm like, no, look it up on your phone right now.
We don't even like to say his name, to be honest.
Uh-uh.
With
no. His brother's very nice. Met him in Lalana. Bruce.
He listens. He has, well, you know.
He literally has a staff of people that's their job. Just like UFC used to. I knew a girl that worked for UFC that she worked this, I forget what her region was, but she would drive around to bars when UFC were having pay-per-views, and she would go in there and if they were showing the pay-per-view, she would ask to see the license because you had to pay like $3.99 or $4.99. And she would go in and she would bust. It was her job.
Then she would
go in and find out.
She would referee too sometimes.
She was a ring girl.
All right. And then she moved into something.
No, she sold doorbells. It had cameras on. It was a ring girl.
She looked like British Bulldog then.
Yeah. But she had the butt of Ariana Celeste.
Remember her. It means nothing to me.
Yeah.
Well, it was Frankie's sister.
Okay.
Frankie Ariana Grande.
All right. Well, I'm based on
this. Ariana's Grande.
God.
For the headlines.
I tell you what, that's another girl where, I can't help but just think she's going to have a tragic life.
Why?
I don't know.
She stays busy, so.
I just see, something tragic happening to her.
A beautiful person.
Oh, well.
She's going to be in the new Focker-in-Law. You seen that trailer?
No.
Yeah. She's the about to marry the son.
Son Fokker?
Yeah, so it's Fokker-in-law.
Hmm. Man, that well isn't, is it?
There's, you know who's in
left
it?
In there.
Freaking Gideon Gemstone.
Oh, nice.
Dude, that dude he's is. In there. He's getting all that Spider-Man money, too.
He's one of the dudes.
Ain't he Jimmy like Olsen? Him.
He's cute.
I think he is, actually, yeah.
Yeah, he's Jimmy. He's in the Marvel Universe now, man. He's paid.
Like, you older than me, but you look young.
How old is he?
He's got to be up there.
No way.
What's his name, though? I don't know his name. Gideon.
Well, I'm going to look it up, and you can ask me in 10 minutes, and I'll forget.
I am.
Gideon Gemstone. Paige is trying to race me now. I'm going to beat you. I'm going to beat you, Paige.
I don't even know his real name.
I'm going to beat you. Scholar Gizamondo. That's what it says.
I see.
Yeah, that's what it says. Oh, I didn't look up his age yet, though.
Oh, 45. I'll say 45.
Paige, you say? Because
I'm 43.
50.
No, 29. Oh, gosh. Matt, hold on. Give me 1 second. They're trying to tell me how much he's worth. I don't care how much he's worth. I don't know who he is.
It should pop up like immediately.
Oh, wow, Fat Boy. You're so off. He's 29.
Oh, really?
29. He's also a voice in Shrek 5.
Is he Shrek?
No.
Is he Donkey? He might be the gingerbread man.
You're getting confused now with Kenny Powers. What's his name? Freaking Shrek?
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com. Everything you need.
This is
yes! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best.
The best.
The best.
Yeah.
The best.
My first
best,
time hearing it today.
Best. Damn. And now it's time for the best. The best. Damn audio.
Yeah, there's more. Matter of fact, if you got something you think, man, this is funnier than that crap you're playing, prove it, buddy.
So we're going to hear the best?
The best that we have.
Oh, okay.
The best Matt Man can get.
I'll put this one up against almost anyone we've done. We are the champion.
My
of
friend.
The world.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to beat Skridmark. That was good.
Oh, this isn't going to beat it for sure. At least, I've heard them all, so it will. Because I have to arrange them and put them in the system.
I know. I hate that, too.
Is this the one that you super had to edit for them?
Well, I mean, we always, just want to go back and double check.
We want to make sure that not, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's not too much.
It's appropriate.
Let's start first with this young man. And I hope I'm saying his name right. Is it Quinturus? Quinturus?
Maybe it's just Quint.
Quint? Quinturus.
Like, you know, if your name is Hecarius, I'd imagine
his
you would go by Hack.
Q-U-E-N-T-E-R-U-S.
Okay. Quintarius.
Quinturus.
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 You're getting confused with the body part, buddy.
Quinturus?
I just want you to
Quinturus.
Wow.
That's what it is.
Quinturus Brown. Brown
be.
Quinturus.
What a great
are you
name.
Here?
Quinturus
coffee
family?
Ready for Brown Quinturus. Anyway, I feel bad even now because this guy was bullied.
Bless
you know, people that work at fast food, they like having fun. They like either spitting in your food, giving you syphilis, or...
Syphilis. Good God, you can't cure that.
If they didn't get your name to put on the order, they'll sometimes describe you. And that's what happened to Quinturus Brown.
Well, it's happened to me, too.
Before he got his order, when he saw the words "little ugly dude" printed at the bottom, he ran out of the restaurant.
It hurt. It hurt my feelings. It made me cry.
They called him little ugly dude. That's I've got Germany sad. Before Jerm Remy.
Jerm Remy.
One day he sent a picture, and this was pre-AI. His damn bill said Germany Ellenberg.
Yeah.
With a G.
Who would name that?
And I like when I go to the counter, and they're like, "We got an order for Jeremy."
They like see right the here. Last name, they're going to say, certainly your first name's not Germany Ellenberg.
Like, what is this?
Really?
It's like, come on. Then you got to tell them what the order is.
Manny.
Like it's a plain triple, you know, large size with a 10-piece on the side.
It's not Quintarius. There's a ball player named that. It's Quinturus.
Quinturus.
Quinturus Brown. Well, you play it again because I felt the sadness in his voice. Certainly,
bless
he's
them.
Doing this to be able to sue them later, you know, laying it out there, but... I believe he said his feelings got hurted real bad.
Hurted.
Before he got his order, when he saw the words "little ugly dude" printed at the bottom, he ran out of the restaurant.
It hurt. It hurt my feelings. It made me cry.
It hurts my heart. I feel bad for him.
How mean though?
Well, I bet you they said, "What's your name for the order?" Quinteris.
They didn't know. They couldn't figure it out.
I know. We'll just put a little ugly dude on there. L-I-L, ugly dude.
This dude.
Like, run with that, dude. That's your rap name now.
Let me ask you a question. And this is for both of you. Have you ever encountered a secret shopper?
Yes.
I was one time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Did it pay good?
No.
Did you get to keep whatever you bought?
I got $50 and it was in store credit. But, I mean, again, it was... You know about this. You probably
Can we do this at Chick-fil-A or somewhere?
I did it...
Because that would cover lunch close.
I did it twice.
Oh, that'd be a good place to do it, too.
You were just seeing if they did everything.
I just had to go in there as a customer and then write down. But knowing that, though, you go in there. It's like when a consultant comes to your company. They're not going to say, guys, it looks great. Because you're going to say, well, hell, why do I have a consultant anymore? But
they're rotisserie. So this is a guy who works at a big box retailer. And this is kind of odd because he's off of the clock, but he's shopping around.
Yeah.
So he spotted a secret shopper, and I guess they were kind of going back and forth at each other.
Did he have he had the label covered on his hat or something?
That's great.
Like, I don't know why he's going off on her, but he ain't happy.
Secret shopper right here. Lame ass fat bitch. Stupid feet ass ugly face ass bitch. Peanut head ass fat hoe. You a secret shopper. Lame ass hoe. Bitch, I seen you. She looking at me through the cookie aisle while I can't shop. Why is you staring at me through the cookie aisle? Bitch, I got a whole basket. Bitch, I got curls. Shut your lame ass up, bitch. Lame ass hoe. You lame and no life having ass, bitch. You hoe. Your mama. Your kid. Everything you stand on, hoe. I don't give a f. Go get somebody to fight me. I'm gonna beat him up. Go get somebody. You lame and f. Bitch, I steal a cookie and run about this hoe, bitch.
What'd he call her?
Ugly footed peanut head.
I gotta hear the one.
She
part
must
again.
Have been wearing some sandals.
Oh boy!
Which have you ever been?
Secret shopper right here. Lame ass fat bitch. Stupid feet ass ugly face ass bitch. Ugly peanut head ass fat hoe.
That's what I was.
Peanut head.
Peanut head ass fat hoe.
I'm gonna call some of that today. Peanut head ass fat hoe.
Curved in the middle, round at the bottom.
That's what they called Epstein in the deposition.
That sounded like the description of his...
peanut head ass fat.
Quinteris.
That's what you put on the wall. It's a big picture of an athlete. A fat hoe.
No, it's... listen, I will figure out a way to retweet or whatever the hell this... Somebody said that what I played is from a Key and Peele bit. It was what? Not. It was from the news.
Yeah, I didn't watch him, so I don't know if...
Somebody says it was a Key and Peele... No, this is real. God, I hate AI.
I've seen it before. God. Or they get mad if you don't use the clip they sent.
You peanut head ass fat hoe. All right, do we have time for one more?
We better have time for two more.
Okay. All right, you want me to go next?
Yeah, you go next.
All right. The Europeans, you know, they talk differently. Have you heard what they call cigarettes or a bundle of sticks? It's really strange.
Mm-hmm.
The French especially say words that over here is a big deal, but over there it's like, eh. Mm-hmm. Well, they recently had the 2026 Queen's Club Championship over in London, and a French tennis player, this is a guy, Corentin Moutet, I bet I'm saying it wrong, he just served 142 mile per hour serve. Like, dang. Think about that. He's then asked on live TV, the BBC, don't get confused, Paige. It's your favorite porn category. He was asked by Jenny Drummond on BBC about that serve, and, well, he got him in trouble a bunch.
Whatever you do, you just put the ball in the court, and then he hates me 142. I was like, I would have to serve, and
F-word.
I would have to...
No F-bombs, please. No. Right, Quentin, I'm going to ask you one more question. Apologies, everyone, for the language there. I'm going to ask you one more question, so please keep it clean, okay? You on the grass last week, unfortunately, didn't go your way. What's it like to get your first victory? We need to improve that for the next round. Apologies, everyone. Corentin Moutet.
What are you apologizing to? Like, everyone loved that.
How about old girl sounding like Shrek when she talked to him?
Like, she had like a British Australian alien accent. That was weird.
That's a apologize for the efforts.
God, that was good.
All that filthy mouth tennis player.
Yeah.
Well, this lady
142 mile an hour serve, though. Like, that's amazing. They could put a literal tennis ball in you.
I mean, Federer.
Not in a sexy way, but like, just throw it at you.
Sampras and Federer were up there at those speeds, right?
It's hard to say his name.
Federer. So this lady here is going to set this clip up. Okay. She went to her son's awards ceremony. And you'll hear him at the end of it kind of chime in. And I put this on my story, too, so you can see it. Because you will not believe.
That's what we can do. We can share the story.
You will not believe how hot mom is in this clip.
Oh, Lord.
Now, if you listen to the kid, you think she's some kind of troll running around town. But she's good looking. So you can go to Fatboy 933 and watch it.
Roar.
So she's going to set it up. Then you get, this kid's got the greatest accent ever. Because they're from Alabama.
Aw.
I have been informed today that I need to wear a better bra and shirts that are not fitted. That is what I was told today at his awards day. Was it thank you for coming and supporting me? It was, what do you have on? And you need to change. And I don't think there's anything wrong with what I've got on. There's not nothing wrong with what I got on.
There's not nothing.
I could literally see my friends looking at your tits because they're sticking out like a sore thumb.
Well, I can't help that.
And your nipples are poking out.
No. No, they're not.
They was.
Well, it may have been cold for a split second. Hold on.
I better show them what I got on.
This is what I mean. They're literally hanging.
What's hanging?
Your titties.
What do you mean they're hanging?
They look awful. Like, not awful. Like, they're just sticking out.
Maddox.
Lord, it's about being naked.
About what?
Oh, my God.
He says she's almost naked. Mom's hot. She's got a big set of hooters.
Oh, you're just trying to get followers now on Instagram.
Go look at it.
Break it down.
Live. From callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say hello, famous people celebrating a birthday on today, July the 9th. Happy birthday.
Or suck on it. Yes, sir.
Break it down. Marilyn Manson.
Nope.
Nailed it.
I thought you nailed it on the first guess.
Fred Savage.
It is Fred Savage's birthday. His brother is a recluse.
Let me tell you something, Winnie. You're going out with me tonight.
Yeah, cream of the crop.
God, how old is
he? Yeah, we're going to cut school and hook up.
Yeah, my little brother, Leaping Lanny Poffo. He's going to get a show, too. Don't worry.
Frank Savage, Randy Savage Page. Yes.
You got to look up. There's a comedian named Dan Soder who does the best Macho Man impersonation.
God, I just realized.
Ever.
Are Fred Savage and 21 Savage related by chance?
I think they're cousins, actually. Oh,
are they cousins?
Ben, too. Old Ben.
Fred Savage. If he were a clone, that's what his name would be. Fred Savage.
He would smell good.
Oh, it's Dior. I like to smell like Dior.
This stuff's expensive, boy.
No, it's not.
I'll take you to a certain mania, and guess what? It ain't WrestleMania.
Oh.
It's Perfume Mania.
You talk too much. I'm going to say Fred Savage is 48. Oh, you sound like a horse farting.
I'm going to say he's in the club.
He is in the club, my guy. Yes, he is.
Wow.
I'm 50. 50 years old.
A lot of good people have been added to the group this year, I must say. You know, Paige, you'll get there in a few. You'll get there in a 10. What is it? 12.
Yeah,
right. Fat boy, you look like you're 80, but
it's not true. I feel like
it. Is it? Is it somebody that?
It's Jack White.
Okay. Well, sometimes we play this little game where we have to guess who the person is before we guess their age.
He just filed for divorce.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I just like to yell Diddy because, you know.
I love Jack
White. Getting out
he
early.
Looks like a ghost. He does.
I don't know, but he.
Paige says she wanted Trump to pardon Diddy the other day.
No, I never said that.
She's talking about Mike.
I swear you said Trump, Diddy, pardon. Did you not?
Yeah, I think he was considering that.
That's what it was.
I didn't say that I wanted anything to happen.
Then she said, hashtag baby oil.
How do I say all these things? It must be in your dreams.
It ain't.
Is there a Jack Gray?
That's the, he's the guy in the books, right?
Jacques Noir.
Is she, the horror books. 50 Shades of Gray.
Oh, that was, what's that guy's
name? Is that Dorian Gray?
Yeah.
No, that's the,
porn star.
No.
Ooh.
That was Dracula, right? Look that up.
I don't want to.
I don't either.
He's exhausted.
My arms are crossed. Sure. I'm a little chilly now. I'm keeping warm.
Oh, you know what I saw? And I don't know if it's real or not. They said Johnny Knoxville was Keanu Reeves' stand-in in Dracula. Because, you know, he was in Bram Stoker's Dracula. And I tried to do the math. I'm like, is he old enough to... He is. But I don't know if somebody faked the picture. You got to look that up, too.
Hmm. Well, I've got afternoon plans now.
Yeah.
I was like, I thought he started by punching himself in the nuts.
Google.
That's, you know, that's what he said.
Not like real acting.
Yeah.
if he's bored.
Jack White is 54.
53.
He's 51 years old today.
Oh.
So he's out of the club now. He was done damn in the club. Oh, hang on a second.
Is it,
hang on.
Is it one Butthole's off. Birthday?
Butthole. Which one? Kind of, if you think about it.
That's my favorite color.
I'm trying to type without having to turn around.
I know.
Because I am done. Here we go. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's Paige.
That's the best one.
I'm all I finna be.
I wanna be. Walking steady. A genealogy, yeah. Yes, I've never made it, yeah. Yes, to make it, yes. We made it now.
This is where it gets sexy, though. No, oh, maybe not.
No.
Mida.
Oh, yeah. You know what I want to do? I want to take videos of guys like Crip Walking and put this as a song in the background. You know how they'll do that? They'll take like rednecks like Boot Scootin' Boogie, but they'll put it to like...
Oh, yeah, the clogger.
Tone deaf.
They'll take it to like Gangsta Lean or something. Oh. It's like they're dancing to it.
Yeah, they all.
Anyway,
I was nervous.
Courtney loves.
Courtney Hole is.
Courtney Hole.
56.
Oh no, she's 62.
She is 62 years old.
Wow.
She won't get this one, I bet you.
Oh, quickly. Buff? No.
Nope.
64. Million Dollar Man.
No, but I'll give you a hint.
Big Sex. Oh, but text him.
Yeah.
He won't respond.
Kevin Nash's birthday.
I still do it. You know, that shows that I'm a good person.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Even when people don't text me back. And you're wondering, am I talking about you right now? Yeah, maybe.
I can't listen to Nash tell the stories anymore because, you know, everybody he ran with is, well, not everybody, but, you know, Sean and Trips are left, but Hogan's gone. Scott Hall's gone. So you can tell he gets sad when he tells those stories.
Oh, absolutely. Dude, I told you, Rodman, when I mentioned Hulk, he feels like he's about to squall then.
Hey. Miss Hulk Hogan,
whose birthday is this?
Diesel? Freaking Vinny Vegas?
Don't look at me.
Big Daddy Cool?
God.
Okay.
He was one of the three men?
I can't believe you
asked. Hold on a minute. Hey, Big Kev, just heard it was your birthday. If you still live in Florida, I'll send you a bottle of wine. LOL. This is Matt from the radio in Greenville, by the way. For life.
No,
it's gay. I'm not sending that.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for the wine.
I'm going to send you some wine.
I'll send him. Anyway, I know this. He's 64.
64.
He's 67 years old today.
You don't know that.
No.
Yeah, you know.
That's a guy who has had a lot of heartache, man.
Yeah.
A lot of heartache. Not only, like you mentioned, his friends, but like his son.
Yeah, he lost his
life. Young son.
Oh, how old was he when he passed?
He's 20.
Oh, no.
What was it? Mid-20s?
I don't remember.
He was
I
know
his name
20s.
Was Tristan.
That's very sad.
Because he talked to us about his son when he was here last time.
God. And we talked about Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump and
he was 26.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High gets mentioned on this show quite a bit. He was 26?
Yeah, when he passed away, he was 26.
Damn. I tell you, boy. Damn. This life, there are stronger people in this world than me. I tell you. I don't know how you...
Magnus for Magnuson?
God bless. Well, not just strong strength lifters.
But Kevin Nash himself is a lot stronger.
Yeah, for sure. Is it Bubba?
No.
Mother... Sally Field?
No.
The guy that said, "Boy, your mama sure does kill a bunch of schooling, boy."
I know, and it's not the drill sergeant either. Go!
Was it the black nurse on the bench with him?
No. He was also in Bosom Buddies.
Peter Sklory.
No, he's no longer with us. Rest in peace.
Oh, he was in Bosom. Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks' birthday.
It is. Wow.
Yeah. Which? What do you play for him? You know, he's been in a ton of stuff. I could have played stuff from Big.
Big. He played the national anthem movie. Of Greece.
It was gonna.
Where he got a dual citizenship because they don't extradite pedophiles.
Should have played Big. We love Big. They get on the big keyboard and they dance around.
Really big.
He was small. He's big. He comes back. He's small again in adult clothes.
I really like that guy's got some hidden stuff.
Drunk.
Thanks.
Oh.
T. Hanks. There's so much stuff about that dude, man.
God, he's so good. I think he was voted America's favorite actor, right?
Yeah.
Like, everything he's been in, people like.
He's a good actor.
He's Woody.
Like, just think about that, though. I don't understand how people could, if they're not in the business of acting, how could you ever be in a relationship with someone who is a Oscar-winning actor and ever believe a word they say? I mean, that's got to be like... If somebody's like a girl, who's favorite actor of all time, Paige? Female. Who you got?
I guess people love Meryl. Famke
Janssen.
Meryl Streep.
Famke Janssen.
Martha Plimpton.
From Goonies? God, how did you come up with that? Wow. Martha Plimpton?
I heard somebody mention her recently. Yeah.
So Martha's there, and she's like, "I didn't mean to cheat on you, David." And she starts to cry. It's like, God, I want to believe her, but she was in Goonies.
She was. Goonies never say die.
She can make her ear moves like Sloth.
That'd be the same thing.
I'm going to regretfully say suck it. I believe this stuff. There's a lot.
75.
70. This is a big one.
Oh, wow.
I don't want down the road when his stuff comes out. There's Matt saying he's a big fan and happy birthday to him.
I don't know anything about him.
This gentleman was on L.A. Law. He was Victor Cifuente. He was Bobby Simone in NYPD Blue.
Give me the initial.
He was Sonny Crockett's original partner. And he died in the first episode of Miami Vice.
Give me the initials.
J.S.
Jimmy Smith.
Jimmy Smith's birthday.
I tell you, I am a savant of some kind.
Sonny Crockett doesn't drop his keys. He doesn't see the bomb up under the car. What? He doesn't get to yell at him before he dies. He still would have died.
Is there anywhere to watch? I was thinking about this the other day. Is there anywhere to watch Knight Rider?
Oh, I don't know.
I would like to go back. I enjoyed that show a lot. The concept's stupid. Like, could you imagine if General Lee talked? Imagine what it would have said.
Oh, my God.
It would have been screaming a different word when they jump.
Did the car just yell?
Did the car just yell a slur when they jump the river?
Oh, my God, boys. We're going to jump this sumbitch today.
Big old bleep. That's awful. That's awful. I hate racism. I will say.
You'd sound like Hanky Mack, but you'd say a lot of bad stuff.
I've already forgotten now. Who?
Jimmy Smith.
Jimmy Smith is 69.
70.
71 years old, Jimmy Smith.
71 now.
Uh-oh.
He probably got heckled in school. Bullet. What's up, Smithhead? How's your day going, Smitty?
Smitty. Hey, what's up, Smitty?
I hadn't thought about that guy in almost 2 years.
Thought about him last night.
Oh, did you? Basketball player.
Nope.
Analyst.
No, let me give you another hint.
John Tesh.
John Tesh.
Aren't you a big Teshy?
I love John Tesh. He wrote Round Ball Rock. He was also an entertainment.
Tesh head.
Tesh.
Tesh.
Tesh. He's one of the last radio shows around.
Paige, I want you to make big sexy Kevin Tesh.
Oh, gosh.
No, don't.
John Tesh.
Literally, save the water.
I'll save the water.
Intelligence for your life.
Save the water and don't do that.
Stop trying to make me into people. You know, I'm my own guy.
Go a solid even 75. It's got to be.
73.
He's 74 years old today. Happy heavenly birthday.
How old Mary Hart is?
Oh, she retired. It's funny if you watched.
Well, I didn't ask if she was smart.
Dang it. Shaft, Richard Roundtree would have been 84 years old today.
You're damn right.
O.J. Simpson would have been 79.
Devil damn right.
Brian Dennehy, that you mentioned earlier.
That's weird, man.
Would have been 88 years old.
Don't tell me it's Famke Janssen's birthday, too. I'd freak out.
And who else, Paige? Happy Heavenly.
Happy Heavenly.
Oh. Bon Scott.
Oh.
She was excited to do Bon Scott.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like Chris or somebody.
Yeah, I was like...
sat up real big.
Now, think about that. Paige said earlier, there's a big happy heavenly birthday.
How'd you know?
How would she have known? So what does that tell you?
How did you know that?
Because I was reading it. AC/DC.
Mm. You're cheating!
I'm not
cheating.
Oh man, look at the look on your face is great. It's like when they bring up somebody to eyewitness who saw John Smith make the murder, and they're like, yeah, I saw John Smith commit the murder.
This is what Jack,
I have the knife in my pocket right now where he did it with.
This is what Jack McCoy felt like when he nailed the defendants on Law and Order when
Cold
he called
Daddy.
Him in a lie.
Yes. Not the fake ones, but the real one, the real McCoy.
Because the show is Saturday, and I was looking at that this morning.
Okay.
Show.
Do you have to go to that?
I would love to go to that, but I cannot.
God, I would.
It makes one of us.
I would give anything to see that show, but I cannot.
Remember what I said the other day? I said, oof. You could tell me I got you front row seats to any concert. I love AC/DC. I saw them at the Well before, but Stiff Upper Lip Tour. But any concert in an arena or in a football stadium, you could say, there's $1,000 taped under the seat. All you got to do is wait in line, go in there and get it and leave.
No.
I know. I sound like such a whatever, but no.
I love the Pretty Reckless. I love AC/DC. I would give anything, but I have other commitments.
Dang it.
Other commitments.
Yeah, we'll see about that, won't we?
Yeah, she's doing a colon cleanse is what I heard. Yeah.
No. You'll be committed to taking your ass up there.
I that? Would give anything. I mean, if...
Oh, really?
I would give anything I own.
I would go.
What if Mark says, I'm going to need all your leopard print clothes?
Yeah.
He'd be like, can I come to work naked tomorrow?
What if he wants you to be the bootleg photographer at AC/DC?
That'd be awesome.
What if they have a recliner on stage?
What did that ever mean, bootleg?
I don't know.
I never understood bootleg photographer. I never understood what that meant.
Are they going to upgrade somebody for wearing their planet gear? You know?
I don't know. I think there's two things going on that day.
God, remember the real quick. I remember what concert it was. It was at it was then the Bilo Center, and Fatboy and I were charged with the task of going and finding whoever had on the best Planet 93.3 the Planet T-shirt or something.
Was that one of the Five Finger shows?
I don't know, but we went to the bar area, the VIP bar, and went in there and caught a little buzz, and then realized, holy crap, we didn't upgrade the people, so we literally grabbed the first couple. He had a bumper sticker on his shirt that he got outside, and he won because we got drunk for that.
It was
a buzz. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. FOF line tomorrow. It's going to be heavy. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Watch your hands. God bless America. It's good.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
My favorite color is asshole.